Chapter 7. Major Traffic Laws, Part 1. Section 7.4. Safety Equipment and Driver Responsibility. Vehicle Maintenance. This section covers the importance of maintaining your vehicle and having all the necessary safety equipment. Make sure the safety equipment in your car is in good working order, and that you are prepared for any emergency breakdown. A sudden vehicle breakdown can cause a serious crash. To avoid that, have your vehicle checked and maintained regularly. Preventive maintenance will not only help you avoid crashes caused by mechanical failure, but will also save you money. A simple leak, which costs a few bucks to fix, can result in hundreds of dollars in future repairs if you leave it unattended. If your car's temperature is rising or the low oil light flashes while you're driving, pull over and stop when it is safe to do so. Driving with low coolant or oil may stall your vehicle and could cause irreversible damage to your engine. The following is a list of required safety equipment and some reasons why it is there. Rearview mirror. You should get in the habit of checking your rearview mirror every 8 to 10 seconds, and I don't mean to see if your hair is in place. Safety belts. These should be available for every passenger, and not stuck under the seat. Two headlights or beams illuminate the road ahead of you to 150 feet. High beams illuminate the road for up to 350 feet. Keep them clean and check for burned out bulbs, and you should always make sure that your high beams aren't directly in the eyes of oncoming drivers. Turn signal lights. You should have flashing signal lights on the front and rear of your vehicle, which are visible from 300 feet and clearly indicate an intention to turn. The front turn signals should be white or amber, and the rear turn signals red or amber. A white tag light. The light on your license plate should make the numbers on the plate readable from a distance of 50 feet. Two tail lights, red in color and visible 1,000 feet behind your vehicle. Brake lights. Here should be two stoplights, bright enough that you can tell them apart from the tail lights and visible 300 feet behind you during the day and at night. Backup light. At least one white light in the back of your vehicle that lights up when you put your car in reverse, warning other drivers that you are backing up or are about to back up. Brake system. Check the pads and parking brake system regularly. Either system alone must be able to stop the car. The parking or emergency system should be strong enough to hold the car on any hill. Tires. Tires should not have less than a 2/32 tread. You can gauge the depth of your tire treads by inserting a penny into the tread. If you can see Lincoln's entire head, it's time for you to get new tires. Your tire should be inflated to produce maximum contact between the tires and the road. Overinflation will decrease that contact area, reducing traction. Underinflation will put pressure on the sidewalls of the tires and raise their temperature, which could cause a blowout. You should check tire pressure daily, and you should also check for wear on the treads. You should also equalize the wear on your tires by having them rotated every 12,000 miles. Horn. You should only use your horn to warn other drivers or to prevent a crash, not to show how upset you are because you missed your morning coffee. Muffler. Oh, reduce noise and pollution. It is illegal to remove or disconnect any pollution control device on your vehicle. I'm sure that law makes United States all breathe a little easier. Windshield. The windshield must be made of special safety glass and cannot be tinted with any film that restricts your view or makes the surface reflective. Any crack in the windshield, regardless of size, must be repaired immediately. Even a tiny chip could violate the integrity of the windshield and cause it to shatter. If you have sun visors over your windshield, they must be non-reflective and easily moved out of the way. You cannot have any objects attached to your windshield, side or rear windows that would obstruct your vision. It is against the law to drive with any defective or obstructed windshield or rear window. Windshield wipers. Oh, keep the dirt and rainwater away from your windshield. You will need two windshield wipers. Check the wiper fluid and replace the rubber blades regularly. Check your fluids. Check all your fluids, oil, water, steering, transmission, brake. Change and check all the light bulbs and listen for unusual noises and sounds. These are probably the easiest and most important maintenance tips. Driving without water or oil can cost thousands of dollars in damage to your engine, when it costs $20 to $35 to change the oil in your vehicle. You can add water for free at most service stations. Safety equipment. Headrests. Knee of the most overlooked safety features in your vehicle is the headrests. Believe it or not, it is not just for comfort but is a very important safety device. If your headrest is not properly adjusted, and you are involved in a collision, your head will actually snap back. I'm sure you've heard of the term whiplash. The headrest should always be adjusted so that it fits right along the center of the back of your head. Airbags. The invisible safety feature in most new cars today is the airbag. Airbags are designed to soften the force of impact during a collision. Many manufacturers are also installing side and head airbags as well. Airbags only absorb the initial impact in a collision. If you are involved in a collision that your vehicle hits more than one object, it's only effective during the initial impact. There is still a danger of sustaining injuries from secondary collision. Airbags are more effective in certain types of collisions than others. They're more effective in a head-on collision versus a collision that occurs from an angle. The airbag alone is not adequate protection. It will only do its job if combined with properly worn and properly adjusted headrest and safety belt. How does an airbag work? There is this little sensor installed somewhere in front of the driver under the hood. If this section of the vehicle is jarred by a collision, the sensor sends a message to the airbag to activate. Have you ever seen an airbag activate? On television, when you see an airbag deploy, they show it in super slow motion. It looks like the airbag stays inflated for a long period of time, but it's not. Did you know that an airbag inflates and deflates in the time it takes you to blink your eye, approximately a tenth of a second? Why is that? If the airbag stayed inflated after the initial impact in a collision, you wouldn't be able to see. So, the airbag inflates and deflates quickly so you can avoid having a second collision. A second collision may occur if your vehicle bounces off the car you collided with and starts heading for a cliff or tree. The airbag deflating quickly allows you to steer away from the other object you're about to hit. In 2003, an estimated 2,488 lives were saved by airbags. From 1987 to 2003, a total of 14,227 lives were saved. Traffic Safety Facts 2003. Occupant Protection DOTHS 809-765. There are actually some dangers associated with airbags. Let's put few things in perspective. The airbag is a very important safety feature in your car, but like anything else, it could have an adverse effect if not properly used. Because of the force produced when the airbag inflates, it could cause injuries or death to small children and even to adults. Here are some basic precautions you should follow. Position your seat as far away from the airbag as possible. Don't sit any closer than 10 inches from the steering wheel. Place children and special child seats in the back seat. If you absolutely must, place a child on the front seat, move the seat as far back as it will go. If you don't think you can follow these guidelines, you might have one other option. Some newer cars allow you to install a kill switch to disconnect your passenger side airbags. If your car doesn't have that feature, you can take it to your dealership or an authorized mechanic. However, keep in mind you must get permission from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration before you install a kill switch or deactivate the airbag. Safety belts and child seats. Florida seat belt law requires all occupants of cars, pickup trucks, and vans who are 6 to 18 years of age must wear seat belts, regardless of seating position. Children infant through 3 years of age must be properly secured using a crash-tested, federally approved child restraint device. The restraint device must be a separate carrier. For children aged 4 through 5 years of age, a separate carrier, booster seat or a seat belt must be used. Drivers will be held responsible and fined for passengers under 18 years old who are found unrestrained regardless of seating position. Effective July 1, 2005, seatbelt violations will be enforced as a primary offense for drivers and passengers under the age of 18. That means the police can stop you and ticket you simply for not wearing your seatbelt. Passengers 18 years and older who are unrestrained in the front seat can be fined individually. The law exempts the following from the seatbelt requirements: any person certified by a physician as having a medical condition that causes the seatbelt use to be inappropriate or dangerous. Employee of a newspaper home delivery service while delivering newspapers on home delivery routes. School buses. Bus is used for transportation of persons for compensation. Farm equipment. Trucks of a net weight of more than 5,000 pounds. Motorcycle, moped or bicycle. Wear lap belts around your hips, not your stomach. Fasten them snugly. Wear a shoulder belt only with a lap belt. Don't just use your safety belt for long trips or high-speed highways. More than half of the collisions that cause injury or death happen at speeds less than 40 mph, and within 5 miles of home. Protecting children. All children 5 years old or younger must use a restraint device when riding in a motor vehicle. All infant carriers and car seats must be crash tested and approved by the United States government. Children being carried on or riding bicycles should wear properly fitted bicycle helmets. Recommended child restraints. Are you aware that traffic crashes are the number one killer of young children in this country? This is a very serious issue. In 2003, there were 382 passenger vehicle occupant fatalities among children under 4 years of age. An estimated 34% were unrestrained. Of the 310 fatalities among children 4 to 7 years old for which restraint use was known, an estimated 49% were unrestrained. A closer look at restraining devices. Child safety use chart. Infants up to 1 year old and 20 pounds in weight should be secured in an infant-only or rear-facing convertible seat. Harness straps at or below shoulder level. Toddlers over 1 year old and between 20 and 40 pounds could be secured in a convertible, forward-facing seat. Harness straps at or above shoulders. Most seats require top slot for forward-facing. Young children over 40 pounds and between the ages of 4 and 8 unless 4 foot 9 inches should be secured in a belt positioning booster seat that is forward facing. Belt positioning seats must be used with both lap and shoulder belts. Make sure the lap belt fits low and tight across the lap and upper thigh area, and the shoulder belt fits snug crossing the chest and shoulder to avoid abdominal injuries. All children aged 12 and under should ride in the back seat. Leaving children unattended or unsupervised in motor vehicles. No person responsible for a child younger than 6 years of age shall leave such child unattended or unsupervised in a motor vehicle for a period in excess of 15 minutes. No person shall leave a child unattended for any period of time if the motor of the vehicle is running or if the health of the child is in danger. On a hot summer day, the interior of a car can get dangerously hot. One study found that with the windows up and the temperature outside at 94 degrees, the inside of a car could be 122 degrees in just half an hour, or 132 degrees after an hour. Having the window down slightly will only cause a small drop in temperature inside the car. There is no safe way to leave the child in the car alone. Here are some alarming statistics. 35 children died in 2004 from being left inside a hot car. In 2003, 42 children left in cars died. Total number of deaths from children left in cars, 1998 to 2002, 153. Fact sheet, Department of Geosciences, San Francisco State University, http://ggweather.com/heat/ The most important safety feature on your vehicle is safety belts. If the seat belt is broken or under the seat and not accessible to the passenger, it's the driver's responsibility to ensure when you have a passenger in the car that they have a seat belt available to them. Why should you wear your seat belt? The force of impact. The amount of energy that's absorbed by the vehicle is related to both the vehicle's design and the direction of the impact. More and more high-tech research and development is being conducted to make cars safer and more reliable. The force with which a moving car hits another object is called the force of impact. Three factors affect the force of impact. 1. Speed of the car. The force of impact at 20 mph is 4 times that at 10 mph. And the force of impact at 30 mph is 9 times greater than at 10 mph. 2. Weight of the car. The heavier a car is, the harder it will hit any other object. 3. Impact distance. The force of impact also depends on the distance a moving vehicle travels between first impact with an object and the point where the vehicle comes to a full stop. When a car hits an unmoving solid object, the impact distance is short. The object does not cave in at impact, and so kinetic energy is spent immediately on impact. The shorter the impact distance, the greater the damage. Newer, more modern cars have a front end that absorbs the force of impact and gives in. This is called the crumple zone. It's designed to absorb the impact and reduce its force before it reaches the passengers. Older cars have no crumple zones to absorb the force of impact. When an older car strikes an object, you'll notice that the front end stays rigid, it doesn't give. That's because the force of the impact pushes the entire engine assembly into the passenger cabin. Not a very safe design. There are many features throughout newer model cars that protect passengers from injury. The sides are designed stronger than ever with reinforced steel frames to reduce the chance of injuries in a side-angle collision. Roofs are reinforced to absorb the force of impact and to protect passengers in the event of a rollover. Side airbags and many other safety features prevent an impact from killing or injuring the passengers. With each year and every new car design, safety engineers are making vehicles safer. But the fact remains that you, as a driver, are the most important factor for ensuring your safety and the safety of those around you. Reducing the force of impact. Cars today are equipped with features that help increase impact distance by absorbing the energy. These features include airbags, crumple zones, automatic seat belts, head restraints, energy-absorbing bumpers, steering columns, and wheels. Padded dashboards, safety glass windshields, and reinforced sides. Did you know hitting your head at 15 mph has the same force of impact as being hit with a sledgehammer? The same force. That's your homework. When you're done with the course, hit yourself in the head with a sledgehammer. It's the same force. At 30 mph it's like your head is being shot out of a cannon. A cannonball goes 30 mph when it's first fired. Your head weighs almost as much as a cannonball. So, it's like your head is being shot out of a cannon right into your dashboard. Force of impact collision stories. Remember, your great-grandfather's car had a wooden dashboard, wooden steering wheel, wooden knobs, everything wooden. Do you know why they stopped doing that? Because if your great-grandfather has a collision, he would go forward from the force of impact and hit his head on the dashboard or steering wheel and die. Everything in your car today is collapsible. Vehicles are designed to collapse from the force of impact. Even with improved designs and new technology, you still need to wear a safety belt. Have you ever seen those crash dummy films? They show the dummies crashing into a wall at just 15 mph. You wouldn't think this could happen, but the dummy hit the mirror and took off the side of his head. This is a story from a dentist who had a patient get hit from behind at 8 mph while not wearing their safety belt. Their mouth hit the steering wheel, knocking almost all of their teeth out of their mouth. A guy in Wisconsin was coming around a curve and didn't see the ice on the road. He skidded on the ice and hit a little tree on the side of the road going 30 mph. He was wearing his safety belt, even a shoulder harness. The man was killed by a box of Kleenex from the back dashboard of his vehicle. The point of the box severed his spine. The force from the collision is equivalent to a box of Kleenex being shot out of a cannon. There was another case where a box of Sucrets killed a woman. The little cough medicine in the metal box. She was killed by that box hitting her in the head from the back dashboard. Anything you have on your back dashboard, get rid of it. Those cans of soda, eyeglasses, bowling balls on your back dash. Get rid of it. Can you imagine getting killed by one of those bobbing head dogs that they sell in the store? Everybody at your funeral will be bobbing their heads and saying that's how he died. Police say that in crashes of 60 mph, an ink pen from the back dashboard will go through the front windshield. If a pen can go through the front windshield, it will go through your head. Have you ever been to a junkyard and seen the cars that are all smashed up? The cars are mangled, but the front seat of the car is exactly where the manufacturer installed it, and in good condition. The entire car is destroyed, but the front seat is in perfect condition. That's why people walk away even from the worst crashes you could ever have imagined. When you're buckled up, you're tied to that front seat. It's the center of the car, and nothing moves. So if you're tied to the front seat with a safety belt, you'll walk away. Many times a car is totally demolished, then you see pictures and headlines in the newspaper, would you believe that this person survived and walked away without a scratch? Yet you still have people saying, I don't want to use my seat belt. I might be injured by the seat belt. In our classroom course, we would take someone who said they didn't fasten their seatbelt and blindfold them. The instructor would get them up in front of the group and spin them around 10 times. Then tell them to walk as fast as they can. The person with the blindfold would say, "No, I'm not walking." Do you know why? They were scared to walk into the wall. The instructor would say, "You mean, you're afraid to walk into a wall, but yet you drive your car at 60 mph without a safety belt." Excuses for not wearing your safety belt. Here's what they tell United States. It wrinkles my clothes. They're uncomfortable. I forgot to do the belt. They're broken. I can brace myself in a crash. I can brace myself because I'm a strong. Wrinkles. All you need to do is take a handkerchief or a small hand towel and keep it in your car. If you're wearing nice clothes, put the handkerchief or towel between the seat belt and your clothes. It smooths out that area and keeps it wrinkle-free. A man in our classroom course told United States a story about his wife who sold real estate for a living and wore really nice clothes to work every day. He always wore a seat belt, but his wife never did. She would say, "I don't want to wrinkle my clothes." He received a call one day from the hospital saying, "Your wife has been in a car collision." He rushed to the emergency room, walked into her room, saw her, and walked back out. He asked the nurses, "Where's my wife?" They said, "She's in there." He replied, "That's not my wife." It was his wife. He didn't recognize his own wife. His wife had gone through the windshield face first, and the impact had made her face swell up 3 times the normal size. She had no more teeth, and half of her tongue was cut out. It took years of plastic surgery to reconstruct her face, and all because she didn't want to wrinkle her dress. Think about that the next time you don't want to wrinkle your clothes. Some people think because their car is equipped with an airbag they don't have to wear their safety belt. Airbags will save your life, sometimes in a head-on collision. But, you still have to wear your safety belt with an airbag. 2 people in our classroom course got into a collision and their car went up on 2 of their side wheels. If you didn't have a seat belt on, your weight would shift, you would move all over the compartment of your vehicle. Fortunately, they were wearing their seat belts and were able to recover upright again. What if you're in a collision where you get hit from a side or an angle, the car would spin? You could be ejected from the car. But, if you have your seat belt on, you stay behind the wheel, and you're controlling your vehicle, and you can get out of danger. Some people say, "I'd rather be thrown from the car." You're 25 times more likely to be killed if you are thrown from your car. People always have fantastic stories about not wearing their seat belt. My cousin was thrown from his car, landed on a trampoline and lived. There are freak collisions where people survive getting thrown from a car. Those are the ones you read about. When there's a freak collision, the media loves it. People love to talk about it. It's memorable. Someone always has an amazing story about people getting thrown out of their car. They say, "I'm going to tell everybody about it. I landed in a mattress factory and survived." Plane crashes rarely happen. Your chance of being in a plane crash is 1 out of 15 million, but some people are afraid to fly. If a plane were to crash, even if no one's injured or killed, it's on the top of the news. Car collisions occur all the time. There's a car collision every 5 seconds in this country, but you're not afraid to get in your car and drive. The chance of you being in a plane crash is low, but you're still afraid to fly, because you think it's going to crash. You should be more afraid of driving your car. A guy was thrown from his car. He hit a tree and his own car pinned him up against the tree. So it's much worse to get thrown from your car than to stay in that cocoon tied to your front seat. Some people think they might burn or drown in their car if they wear their seat belt. Your chances of being involved in a collision and your car catching on fire or landing in water is about 0.04%. That only happens in the movies. A car flies off a bridge, and they say, "I love you," and then the car blows up or catches fire in midair. How will that happen in the first place? You're a smart person. If you're involved in a collision that is so bad that your car is going to blow up or catch fire, what kind of a chance would you have anyway if you don't have a seat belt on? You're going to get knocked out. With your safety belt fastened, you're alive, you're awake, and you could say to yourself, my car's smoking. Now there's a flame. Perhaps I should get out now. Maybe I should leave a note. I can brace myself before the crash. You cannot brace yourself. A 30 mph crash is the same force of impact as falling off a four-story building. It's the same force as holding up an elephant with one arm. You can't do it. Imagine that you are on the fourth floor of a building where there's a balcony. Could you dive off the balcony and land on the sidewalk in the push-up position? You couldn't. It is impossible, and so is the idea of bracing yourself before a crash. Did you know most people only wear their safety belts on long road trips or in bad weather? They'll say, okay, we're going to grandma's house. Everybody buckle your seat belts. If the weather's bad, snowy or rainy, they'll say I'd better buckle my seat belt. I might get into a wreck today. All occupants should wear their safety belts no matter how short or long the trip may be. How many times do you go back and forth from your house? 1. You go to work. 2. You come back home. 3. You go to the bank. 4. You come back home. 5. You go shopping. 6. You come back home. That was 6 times in one day that you went to and from your house. Most of you are going to and from your house at least 2 times a day. Near your home is when you're paying the least amount of attention to driving your car. You're thinking about what to get at the grocery store or at the bank. Did you know that most collisions occur within 5 miles of your home? So even on those short trips to and from the local store, no matter what the conditions, remember to use your seat belt. As a matter of fact, you should just fasten your seat belt all the time. That's the safest way. It is extremely important to wear your safety belts properly. It's designed to go across your 2 hip bones with the shoulder strap over your collarbone. Because of the force generated during a car collision, your bones are the only things that will stop you. It goes across your collarbone and down low across your 2 hip bones. That's why it's called a lap belt. Never wear your seat belt across your stomach, as many injuries are caused by people wearing their seat belt improperly. If you get in a serious head-on or freak collision, your seat belt cuts through your stomach. Never wear the shoulder strap underneath your arm. There's nothing underneath your arm to stop the seat belt. If you're in any kind of serious collision, it cuts right through your skin, separates your aorta from your heart, and you bleed to death at the scene. If it touches your neck and it's uncomfortable, go out and purchase a sheepskin or cloth covering. You put the covering over the spot on the seat belt that irritates you. This makes wearing the seat belt more comfortable. You could have a mechanic lower it an inch or two for a few dollars. Facts: safety belts can reduce the risk of fatal injury to front seat passenger car occupants by 45%. In 2003, 74% of passenger vehicle occupants who were totally ejected from the vehicle were killed. Studies show you are 25 times more likely to be killed or seriously injured when you are thrown clear than when you remain inside your car. Florida law states, passengers under the age of 18 years old must be properly restrained regardless of seating position. Passengers 18 years of age and older must be properly restrained in the front seat. 2,570 children 0 to 15 years old were killed in motor vehicle crashes during 2003. That is an average of 7 children killed per day. In 2003, there were 471 passenger vehicle occupant fatalities among children under 5 years of age. Of those 471 fatalities, An estimated 167.35% were totally unrestrained. Nearly 65% of single-vehicle front-end collisions result in fatality. 26% of lateral collisions result in fatality. 6% of rear-end collisions result in fatality. Motor vehicle collisions occur on our highways about once every 5 seconds. On average in 2003, 117 persons died each day in a motor vehicle collision, one every 12 minutes. Remember, wear your seatbelts every day. If it's uncomfortable, purchase a covering. If it's broken, get it repaired. All occupants must wear their seatbelts. Buckle up, save lives.